Let's get started. It is 1 p.m. here on Thursday, the 18th of February, 2021. And this is the special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University. Agenda item one, we will call this meeting to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Present.
Trustee John Butler.
Present.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Present.
Trustee Aiden Shields.
Here.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Here. Thank you very much. Agenda item two, Mr. Perry, could you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. You do have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Open Meetings Act.
Great. Thank you very much. Agenda item three, is there a motion to approve the agenda for this meeting as proposed?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Trustee Gales. Is there a second?
Second, Pritchard.
Thank you, Trustee Pritchard. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, could you please call the roll, Ms. Doyle?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Thank you very much. The meeting agenda is approved. Agenda item number four, may I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees back on December 10th of 2020?
So move on.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
Second, Pritchard.
Thank you, Trustee Pritchard. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Doyle, could you please call the roll again?
I just want to confirm that Vice Chair Watsowitz made the motion.
That's correct.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Thank you very much. The minutes of December 10th, 2020 are approved. Agenda item five, as the previous chairs of the committees today welcome the UAC representatives that are here today, I would like to do the same and wish everybody a happy new year. If there are any of the current UAC representatives in our meeting who would care to speak, you have the floor.
I think I'm the only one here for the special meeting. I wasn't able to be here earlier today for much of the meeting due to our SPS council meeting and a few other items related to career fair season. But I did actually want to comment. I caught some of the tail end of the FACFO meeting and just wanted to share that as an office that participates in activities that generate some revenue for the university, I've really appreciated the extent to which our contacts within our offices and business managers are definitely following up to allow us the opportunity to make realistic revenue projections for next year, as they've done so throughout this year as well, given the impact of COVID. So though it's not tied to any of the items for this special meeting, I did just want to make note of that and thank the administration for just kind of that continued collaboration and dialogue. It's much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kathy. It's great seeing you and thank you for joining us. I don't want to exclude any other members who might be present. So if any are still with us and care to speak besides Kathy, please do. Hearing none, I don't have any comments beyond the comments that were made by my fellow colleague chairs today. again, just want to, since this is our first time together in the new year, want to wish everybody a happy 2021 and look forward to a safe, healthy, and peaceful 2021 and our ability to get back to normalcy. At this point in time, we'll move on to agenda item 6, public comment. This is where we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have members sign up for comment. They have withdrawn, so there are no other comments today.
Okay, thank you very much. Agenda item 7, the President's Report 148. Dr. Freeman, would you please do us the honor of presenting this report?
Thank you, Chair Barsima. Three of the four items that we'll be discussing should be fresh in our minds from this morning's committee meeting, so I will try to move through those relatively quickly. Agenda item 7A, fiscal year 2021 quarantine and isolation costs. As discussed this morning, the university is requesting approval for quarantine and isolation hotel room purchases not to exceed $350,000. The recommendation coming forward from Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations is for Board of Trustees approval for this request.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. Is there a motion to approve agenda item 7A?
So moved, Mr. Chair. Montel.
Thank you. Thank you, Trustee Gales and Trustee Athos. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, would you please call the roll, Ms. Doyle?
Trustee Rita Athos?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Thank you. Agenda item 7A is approved. We will move on to agenda item 7B.
That item is the fiscal year 22 undergraduate tuition pricing recommendation. As we heard this morning, in the context of NIU's commitment to accessibility, affordability, and student success, the recommendation for this request is a 1.5% increase in base tuition and no change in undergraduate differential tuition rates. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval for the request for fiscal year 22 undergraduate tuition pricing recommendation.
Thank you very much, Dr. Freeman. Is there a motion to approve agenda item 7B?
So moved, Wasowitz.
Thank you, Trustee Wasowitz. Thank you, Trustee Gale, for the second. Is there any discussion? I have one comment that I would make, and I just want to echo a comment that was made before during the FACFO meeting, which I appreciate the thoughtfulness that went into this process. As was stated, this has been a process that has gone on within administration now for some period of time, and I know that there was a lot of thought and a lot of discussion given to what the right thing to do was, and I believe that the university arrived at a very good conclusion, both for the benefit of the university and more importantly the benefit of students and families in terms of having as small of an increase as we possibly can whilst still meeting our needs that we have from a fiscal standpoint to deliver, you know, the best product from a curriculum standpoint and from a student experience standpoint that we can. So I applaud the work that you and your team did, Dr. Freeman, in arriving at this recommendation. If there's no further discussion, could you please call the roll, Ms. Doyle?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Agenda item 7B is approved. Agenda item 7C.
Is fiscal year 2022 recommendation for graduate and law tuition pricing. And I want to thank you, Chair Barsima, for recognizing the hard work, the contemplation, and the consideration given by our leadership team and people across the university to our tuition pricing recommendations. Just as a lot of thought went into our undergraduate pricing recommendation, a lot of thought went into our pricing recommendation for graduate and law tuition. The recommendation request is a 1.5% increase in base tuition for graduate students and a 0.79 increase in the base tuition for law students, making both about $5.36 per credit hour. In addition, there are three downward adjustments to differential tuition rates that are requested in this item. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval for the request for fiscal year 22 graduate and law tuition pricing recommendation.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. Is there a motion to approve agenda item 7C?
So moved, Shields.
Thank you, Trustee Shields. Is there a second?
Gales, second.
Thank you, Trustee Gales. Any discussion or comment? Seeing none, Ms. Joya, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Thank you. Agenda item 7C is approved. Agenda item 7D.
Agenda item 7D is the appointment of a Vice President and General Counsel. And this item actually pertains to Mr. Brian Perry, who is here with us today. As you may remember, Mr. Perry joined us a little short of 2 years ago following a national search. And he joined us as our general counsel in charge of leading and managing the university's Office of the General Counsel, which provides quality legal services to the board, the president, and the university community. At the time Mr. Perry was appointed, he had the title of General Counsel in recognition of his oversight of the university's legal services team. He was not appointed with the title of Vice President. Since his appointment, Mr. Perry has shown that he is very valuable to the university as a strategist in multiple domains related to but outside of legal affairs. In addition, his portfolio of responsibility has expanded considerably, taking over responsibility not only for the Freedom of Information Act or FOIA office, but more recently for labor strategy and for employee and labor relations related to civil service and non-academic units. As indicated in the Board of Trustees regs that are quoted in the item, even the enhancement of a title in this fashion to add Vice President requires board approval. And that's because our community takes the appointment of administrators and the award of the title Vice President seriously, not lightly. This title comes in recognition of significant contributions to strategic leadership and with expectations that Mr. Perry has frankly exceeded during his time at the university. So it gives me great pleasure to ask that the university or recommend on behalf of the university that the Board of Trustees approve this request to enhance Mr. Perry's title, appointing him as Vice President and General Counsel effective immediately.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. Is there a motion to approve agenda item 7D?
So moved, Wasowitz.
Thank you, Trustee Wasowitz. Is there a second?
Second, Athos.
Thank you, Trustee Athos. I see Trustee Wasowitz has a comment.
Yeah, I just want to add to what President Freeman was saying here. I mean, Brian has been invaluable to us. I think he's definitely been someone that we have come to know and respect and rely on, and I welcome this appointment or this raising of the level of his title.
I would echo that. In my role as chair, I probably have worked as closer with Mr. Perry as any of the board members have, and I have always found Brian to be a great partner, and to be able to rely on him for valid and concise opinions. I appreciate all that you have done for not only the university, but the Board of Trustees, Brian, because I know you serve both. And I am extremely pleased. Thank you, Dr. Freeman, for bringing this forward. Extremely pleased to throw my support behind this, behind this title. So it is well earned and well deserved. And I know Trustee Gales has a comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to join in with your comments and with Eric's comments as well. I find Brian to be a solid guy. I trust his judgment. I trust his legal judgment. But Brian, I tell you, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. But congratulations, and I think it's a well-deserved appointment.
Thank you.
Seeing no further comment or questions, I would, before we call the roll, ask the trustees to keep your cameras and your mics open so we can appropriately recognize Brian after what I believe the outcome of the vote is going to be. So at this point in time, Ms. Doyle, could you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athos?
Enthusiastically, yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields.
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Yay, thrice yay.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Absolutely yes.
Congratulations, Mr. Perry.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. Agenda item 7D is approved and well-deserved, so thank you. Okay, are there any other matters that require the attention of this board today? Okay, hearing none, the next meeting of the full Board of Trustees will be March 18th, 2021 at 9 a.m. I will say it has not been determined if it will be in person or virtual, but I would anticipate it will be virtual. And as Rita stated a few hours ago, it is my hope as well that at some point in time here in the near future, we can get back together live. We will let everybody know in appropriate time whether the March 18th meeting is in person or virtual, but as I said, I would anticipate that it will be virtual. At this point in time, the board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business after closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects that are authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act: personnel matters as described under sections 2C, 1, 2, and 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act, collective bargaining matters as described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act, litigation and risk management matters as described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act, and closed session minutes as described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved, Pritchard.
Thank you, Trustee Pritchard. Is there a second?
Second, Gales.
We'll take the second from Trustee Gales. Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. The public meeting is now closed. Okay, I see Rita. I see Bob, Aiden. Yeah, no, I think we're all here, right? Okay, good. Okay.
All right.
So the Board of Trustees, are we all set, Matt?
Yep.
We're good. Okay. The Board of Trustees is now returned from closed session. Dr. Streb, would you please call the roll of the board members?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Present.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard. Oh, you don't see Bob yet. Okay. Trustee Aiden Shields.
Here.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Here.
And Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Here. May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Trustee Wasowitz. Is there a second?
Gales, second.
Okay, Trustee Gales gives us a second. Dr. Streb, could you please call the roll to end the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard? Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. The meeting is now adjourned.